Be not this week. Not this week, but next week will be the Men's Forum, first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. I think we're live now. Just going to make sure that we are going. Boom, 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 boom. Yep. Choo, 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 choo. And we're off. It's March 27th, Wednesday, AD 2024, 9 a.m. here in Los Angeles. Going to get to your calls. You can call in if you're catching the Hake Report during Hake time, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 Pacific time, 11 to 1 Central, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern time, Eastern Daylight Time, that is. And we're going to have a fun loosey-goosey Hake Report show. Hakey-poo. One caller called me that. Kind of amusing, even though I was like, I should punch you. And somebody's like, oh, I never seen this violent side of Hake. It's jarring. What's up, Jib Jab? Is Jib Jab around? Some of you guys already on hold. 1-888-775-3773. But some cool music to share with you guys. Some cool music. It's Women's History Month. But what topics will we touch on today? I have various things to touch on. DoorDash fraud. The blacks are so dishonest and shameless about it, too. I know I mentioned anti-Semitism and the minimum wage stuff yesterday, and I didn't get to it. So I suppose I ought to make an effort to get to it today or this week. But I'm really excited to touch on this story with this DEI mayor. I disavow it. No such thing as a DEI mayor. No such thing as an affirmative action president. I disavow it for the sake of my channels. Okay? But this... somebody on X posted that the... posted it's sort of a derogatory use of the term day for a black mayor of Baltimore, Maryland, who's mayor over that city that had that bridge collapse. It's not his fault. It's not his, it's not my fault, said a black guy on Star Wars. And they took it so seriously when they called him a DEI mayor. They called it racist. It's ridiculous. So I look forward to getting into that. I don't have the clip for you, unfortunately, of this guy. But I have some pictures of him. So if you're watching the video feed, you'll see him. He looks like he's a nice, halfway trustworthy assistant coach. Looks like a kid. But anyway, guys, let's get right on with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la.
Hey guys!
Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la.
So, how you guys doing? I am fine. I'm wearing my pocket tee. I think it's 100% cotton. It's a size medium, so it's a good thing I didn't get a size large on this one. I won't tell you where I got it, which is telling you where I got it. But I think it's 100% cotton, and it's brown. Tan. Light tan. Right on. Let me get to a call first, right off the bat, before I get into these stories, guys. I have some super chats to get to as well. Shout out to the super chatters. Patrick is a first-time caller in Brooklyn, New York. Patrick, thank you for calling. What is up? How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing fine. Afternoon, I guess, to you.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Let me just go to a quiet place real quick.
Okay, cool.
All right. Can you hear me nice and clear?
I can.
Okay, awesome. So just wanted to take a few minutes to pick your brain on Adam and Eve.
You stepped into like a echoey room, maybe.
Let me see.
Just make sure you're on a regular phone, not speakerphone.
Yeah, I'm on a regular.
Okay, cool. All right, go ahead. Do what
now?
You can. Do what you can. Sounds good.
Okay, cool. So I wanted to ask you, Hake, what happened between Adam and Eve, right? So Eve roamed the garden alone, and, you know, the snake spoke to her, and she ate the fruit.
Did it say that she was alone? I presume that Adam wasn't with her at the time.
Yeah.
I don't think it says whether she was alone or with Adam, but it sounds like she was alone or away from Adam.
Right. Like, the way I see it is, like, if Adam was with her, she wouldn't have ate the fruit, right?
Maybe not. Yeah.
But I mean, probably not,
if,
right?
If is kind of a useless question, but yeah, I don't think he was with her. It doesn't really specify, I don't think.
Right. So, I guess my other question is, did she disobey Adam and almost went, like, behind his back to walk the garden alone? Or did Adam become weak and let her walk the garden alone?
Oh. I don't know. It doesn't really specify. I would not speculate about it. I personally wouldn't speculate about it. I know that...
Really?
I know that JLP has said, and I don't know where he got it, that he had tried her before, Satan had tried her before, the serpent, and she's like, no, I'm going to listen to my husband. But he's kind of telling, JLP is telling it metaphorically as how women, the relationship between men and women today is. And maybe that's kind of what it is now, how women kind of know that they want to follow the man. And then they turn evil and start listening to Satan, and then the men start listening to her. It's what happens all the time. So I don't know what actually happened between them, or how they want us to understand it.
Like, the way I see it, for example, like in my past experiences with, like, you know, relationships with women.
Yeah.
Is that oftentimes they'll say, for example, right? Oh, well, you know, I want to go to the club with my girlfriends, let's just say, right? Or I want to go somewhere
to the club,
you
said?
Be.
You want to go to the club with your girlfriend?
No.
Did you say club?
Oftentimes, like, yeah, club, yeah.
Okay.
Oftentimes, you know, they'll be like, oh, you know, can I go out with my girlfriends to parties alone with them, you know, to clubs or bars, let's say, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously no man wants their woman in a place where they're going to get hit on all the time.
Right.
And so you say no, and she goes, okay, that's fine. And so she's persistent. She keeps asking and asking and asking to the point where now you almost blame yourself as a man because you can't, you know, she can't go and quote unquote have fun with her friends, let's say.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, she catches an attitude. She won't talk to you for days. She won't, you know, sleep with you or.
This is girlfriend?
She's mad at you. Sorry?
Did you say girlfriend or wife?
Girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, you almost blame yourself and then you end up giving in and you allow them to go. You allow your girl to go out. And so I almost see it as maybe Adam allowed her to go because maybe Eve just wasn't talking to him. She was ignoring him. You know, she wasn't speaking to him.
Yeah,
she maybe gave him attitude. I was just wondering on that. Did Adam become weak and allowed her to go? You know, maybe he got to the point where he couldn't deal with the hell that was coming out of her.
Well, I don't know. Apparently, that's what happened when he took the fruit. He took the fruit from her. He gave in that way.
Right.
So I don't know about whether she was alone or not, and whether something was happening leading up to them taking the fruit.
Right.
Yeah. But you already took the fruit from her. by sleeping with her, obviously.
Right.
So you were already weak to your girlfriend, if this is what happened with your girlfriend.
Right, right.
So you were weak with her by taking that fruit, if you will. And so the club is like the least of your issues. You're just concerned about the club only because you're concerned about sharing the fruit with other men. You don't want to share the fruit with other men, which... what does it matter to you, out of curiosity?
Well, I guess the story is very Adam and Eve. The story seems to be what's happening today, right?
Yeah.
And when I look at my experiences with other women and other relationships,
yeah,
I see how it's very similar. But in, you know, it's the same logic, the same, I guess, lesson, but in different ways.
Yeah. It sounds like you, with the example that you gave me, you missed a few lessons before you even got to the lesson about her breaking you down and to where you were going to let her in the club.
All right. That's the way it works sometimes.
Yeah, she already broke you down long before she broke you down on that.
Right.
Sounds like an Usher song. I like that Usher song. I disavow it, but I like that Usher song.
Which one?
Make fake imaginary love in the club. Right? That's an Usher song, right?
I
also like that Usher. 50 Cent song about come give me a hug. I disavow it, but it's catchy. Those blacks. Shout out to the blacks. But are you black or white or Asian or what are you?
I'm Hispanic.
Oh, okay. I guessed everything but the obvious one.
Right.
Nice.
Hey, thank you for your time, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Great great conversation. Call me again sometime.
I love what you guys are doing over there. Take
Thanks
care.
Again. Cool. You too. Bye. You know, I better get to these super chats. He made me think of some of these super chats. Over on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport, the key gave me a couple of follow-up coffees after her, or his. I was thinking it was a he forever. I thought you were a white man, key. And I'm not going to dox you, but some people have said other things that you're not actually a white man. It doesn't matter. Sensible young man or woman. The key bought me that coffee yesterday. Hey, has a black woman ever served bond in any capacity, employment? And we don't talk about employment matters, right? But if so, how do you fill in the blank for black women are? And I said, I ended with gregarious because I said that they talk a lot. I appreciate how black women express themselves. Well, not always how they express themselves. I appreciate that they express themselves. But sometimes they need to not express themselves. Just as with all people, we all need to shut up and do a silent prayer. And then understanding can come. Rather than repeating the thoughts of the devil feeds you, you know? All these, what about this? What about that? Blah, blah, blah. So I said gregarious. And so the key bought a coffee today, or yesterday, later than I saw, saying, keep it pithy, Hake. Gregarious means... one who enjoys being with other people. And I'm like, I didn't know that. I looked it up on the internet, on this totally useless website, Google. Hat tip to American Anchor, baby. Totally useless website, though. Almost, maybe not as bad as Yahoo, I learned from American Anchor, baby, which is true. But synonyms, outgoing, friendly, social, cordial. Is gregarious your final answer? Asks the key. And the key with the coffee, thank you for your coffees. I thought gregarious meant talkative. Very gregarious. I mean, outgoing implies that you're talkative. Maybe I should have said, I don't want to use the word loquacious, because that's sort of, that sounds like a black woman's name, loquacious. But that sounds like a hoity-toity word, and I don't want to use a hoity-toity word. I like gregarious. That's hoity-toity enough for Hake. yeah, sometimes they're outgoing, friendly, cordial, social. Sometimes they're sort of antisocial, loud. Loud is a good one. Sometimes they're loud. Some of them are very soft-spoken, though. Broken spirit, maybe. Like many whites. The key bought another coffee. So I don't know what my... I don't know if it's... Gregarious is not my final answer. No, to answer your question. That was not very pithy from Hake. The key bought a coffee. You better be thinking about your wallet when you think of a black woman. Crazy face. Tongue sticking out emoji. Silly face emoji. LBVS. And I looked up LBVS because I knew that that was an abbreviation. I'm somewhat of a boomer. Laughing but very serious. Laughing but very serious. Thank you, The Key, with your coffee for the warning. Think about your wallet when you think of a black woman. Right on. Amusing. Whew. And Carver, I'm still thinking about your Hake music is fill in the blank. Speaking of filling in the blank. Because black women are fill in the blank. It was a meme from the NAACP, National Association Against Colored People. They're supposedly for the advancement. Advancement into hell. I mean, advancement into H-E double toothpicks. Shout out to the kids. I didn't really grow up when you say into hell. That saying it in that sense, it wasn't like a bad word. We didn't say it a lot, but... Anyway. Super chat from Star Sion with a coffee. California tech companies moving everywhere where it used to be a Republican state and corrupting it. Wow. Far crazy liberals. Georgia, now Ohio, I think. I heard they moved to Texas. And California used to be a red state. Not red as in communist. It used to be Republican. Unless Republicans were communists back in the day, they might have been. Thank you, Star Sion. It's a shame. These tech companies, their employees are worse than their employees are worse than the owners. Mark Zuckerberg, I'm thinking Jeff Zucker. Mark Zuckerberg is not as bad as his employees. I say, Spotify, not as bad as their employees. Terrible. Thank you, Star Sion. That's wild. Crazy. There are other super chats that have come in, but I want to keep things moving. Let me get back to a call and then get to a story and then get to supers and then get to the music or however things go. James in New York is on the line. James in New York. What's up, man? How you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Going well.
I'm doing pretty good. Actually, I was just talking to my brother, trying to get him to start paying attention to Jesse Lee a little bit. You know, kind of like he's found his way back to God. And I was like, oh, have you listened to JOP? And he's like, no, not yet. But, you know, I was just texting him now.
Oh, cool.
But I want to ask you about, the radicalization of, kids nowadays with, the left, or even the right, either way. Like, when we get kids involved in politics, do you think it's, partly a way for, the older generation to stay in power? Because, you see all these kids that are, rioting or, protesting with, you know, maybe violence or without being in, a controlled mindset. And with all the video technology there is now, I don't know how we're going to have kids who are going to grow up into adults that aren't going to have a huge track record of being psychotic on video. And you hear all the time of how things come up from politicians' past. And that was before the technology revolution with video cameras and all of these ways to track everyone. How are kids who are going to grow up in this society nowadays when they're being radicalized and oh, do whatever you want. You can behave however you want as long as you feel like you're doing the right thing. I feel like a lot of this stuff is just going to blow up in their face if they ever do try and get into politics or if they ever do try to like become like a part of the community or serve in the government because of just how much, I guess, technology is around that people can see how they came up in the beginning anyway.
Yeah, people are messing up their lives and don't know it. It's hard to say how people will respond because we don't know what the mindset will be down the road, might be down the road, you know? Some people will be very forgiving depending on what your values were. If you were a liberal and we have a country run by dummies with false liberal values, they'll be like, oh, but you were fighting against racism. Like, you know, who's that guy who left CNN? He got kicked off of CNN. Cuomo.
Don Lemon?
No, Cuomo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Cuomo is like, Antifa's doing evil. I think he's the one who said this. A bunch of the mainstream media people have said this. Yeah, Antifa's doing, they didn't say evil. Yeah, Antifa is doing destruction, but they're doing destruction to fight racism. It's violence to fight racism, so it's good. So, you know, you never know how people might be fake gracious or not. It's an interesting question. With AI, you can just say, oh, it was AI. This is AI. It wasn't me. This video is doctored. AI is getting really good, I heard.
Yeah, I heard that they're telling people to like wear like an extra finger on their hand, like a fake finger.
That's
so
funny.
If they ever get implicated with stuff, there's like AI.
Because AI has a hard time with hands and fingers and whether which side of the hand thumbs go on and stuff like that. It's funny.
Yeah, and I see all on social media, like kids are now getting very like involved early on with like, you know, trying to do gotcha stuff or like even when you see guys like with like debating like Charlie Kirk or Ben Shapiro goes to colleges and they try and talk to people. Like some of those kids that are very like emotional and like they get crazy. Well, that's stuff that's online forever. And if you do ever like turn a corner and you want to like, you know, contribute back to your community and you know how like they literally hire people in politics to be like, find whatever kind of dirt you can find on this person.
Yeah.
That I feel like it's just a way to keep some of the people in power who have been there a long time even more power because they'd be like, look at how these guys behave. We have all this video of this person like acting like a lunatic. This person, you can't let this guy, you know, be in charge of everything.
Yeah.
And it's just a way to, like, kind of maintain control in a way. And I feel like that's why both sides are probably radicalizing people because the younger generation doesn't understand that yet. They, like, even though they might be thinking they're fighting for something good, it's not in a way that shows good leadership qualities, you know?
You know how all of the trained politicians and trained media people are just total phonies that you just want to spit. You just want to just like barf. They're so phony. I think that that's partly because they've been trained not to color outside the lines, if you will, not to be genuine. Normal people are genuine and pop off at the mouth in different ways that are not quote-unquote politically correct, and now they've pushed the Overton window, the liberals have, to where LGBT is acceptable and embraced, and racism is thought of as like a real thing, and all that other stuff. So they've pushed it to where that's acceptable, but normal thinking people are not acceptable. The sensible people are considered extreme. I think there is something to be said about that with the old and the young and the, cause when you're young, you're more, passionate. You don't have sense. You think you want to stand up for the truth, but you're not actually about the truth. You're just on an ego trip. So I think that it behooves normal people or people who want to be for what's right to be gracious towards people, whatever their past is. You don't hold stuff against people.
Gotta forgive.
Yeah, because you don't know what their mindset is now. You shouldn't, it's like what I mentioned with, I heard a wise man once say, don't judge someone as good or bad. Don't judge someone as, don't get too excited if they say something you agree with. Don't get too judgmental excited if you say something, if they say something or do something that you disagree with or that you see as wrong.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, because I remember one time we talked before this, you said we can't compromise with evil or something along that. It was something like you shouldn't compromise with evil. I was wondering, though, like, isn't, like, the thing about, like for, I guess if someone's evil, don't they always have, like, an opportunity to become good again because they could, you know, find the Father and, like, or come back into good, like, good grace? They don't have to be evil forever. Is that, like, is sometimes maybe compromising with evil, like, a way to, like, show that there's a way to come back from evil for some people so they can find their way back?
I don't know what you mean by compromising with evil. I don't even remember the context of me saying that.
Oh, I'm sorry. When it came to say if it was for like
I do say
to do something good.
I do say you should let people be evil.
Uh-huh.
Because they have a right to be evil, in a sense, you know, like God lets them be evil. Who are you to let them be evil?
Oh no, but like to work with someone who might be evil.
Oh. You're always working with people who are evil.
Oh yeah, that's true too.
Yeah. What do you mean? You don't have to concern yourself with whether they're evil or not.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you might. You'll probably if you're alert, you'll see evil in them. You'll see evil in yourself, maybe. Temptations and judgment and hell.
Yeah, because like I hear a lot, or you know. With how media or whatever movies come out, like this, sometimes the person who is evil the whole time does the right thing in the end.
Oh,
and I guess they have a chance at redemption. But if we don't forgive people for being evil, they stay evil. It's probably along lines maybe.
Oh, no, like, I mean, I don't think you necessarily have anything to do with them. If you're showing a light to them, shining a light to them, maybe the light has you being more gracious than they would expect, or being harsher than they expect, and both things, depending on as the spirit leads, I think can snap them out of it or give them an opportunity to check themselves.
All right, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Oh, and last thing, I was telling Sean before, maybe you can push him on it so he just doesn't like not do it. I was wondering, can we get like a Sean minute? Or Sean 2 minutes, because I never hear him or his thoughts about anything. I always hear Hassan or Joel has his thing, and you have your report.
Right.
Maybe we get Sean like a 2 minute, like, these are my ideas, my name's Sean.
Nice suggestion. The only person who gives Sean any minutes is Joel Friday, and sometimes, JLP gives him a minute here and there.
Oh, okay, good. So maybe I don't hear it that much. I got to pay attention next time.
Nice. But great suggestion. Thank you, James, in New York. Appreciate you, man. Take care.
You guys have a good day.
Bye. You as well. Bye. Okay, let's do this, guys. I'm excited about this DEI mayor. You know, Baltimore had that Francis Scott Key collapsed bridge. It no longer exists. It's collapsed. It's gone. It's not a bridge anymore. It's dead. Evil Joe Biden said that I don't know if a bridge can be dead, but you know what I mean. Evil Joe Biden, according to the ladies at the Skim, far left female run outlet, which you only ever heard about through Hake and Nick, the anchor baby now. I heard about it from my atheist former coworker, probably a liberal. Joe Biden's pledge to have the federal government swoop in, mama evil federal government swoop in to rebuild the bridge, which could take well over a year. We'll see what happens. But, show this I am yes, you are no. Six people maybe died. Two people were rescued. Some of the people were Guatemalans, or one of them anyway. Maybe it was Salvadorian or something. Maybe a Mexican or two nationals. They were supposedly a construction crew. And according to the report that I heard, a boat, a container ship, lost power and floated into a pillar, and then the whole thing collapsed. So go to DEI Mayor 1. I am yes, you are no, over there in the folder, Hassan. Because Baltimore was or is a or the murder capital of the country. Out of control. A declining population city. A once great city. It's a declining population. They've had Baltimore ceasefire. The liberal people want to, okay, stop the gang shootings. Baltimore ceasefire. And we've had callers from Baltimore. JLP has and Hake has. Giovanni called J-O-V-A-N-I. Giovanni from Baltimore has called in, a sensible black man who's sued the schools because the schools are not, or sued the city because they're not educating the kids. They're not even trying. It's a mess over there. There's a light in a dark place. There's sensible people there. And the sensible people know that this mayor is a joke. Mayor Brandon M. Scott. Look at him. He looks about my age, plus or minus. Maybe older, you know, black. They say black doesn't crack. I say it properly. If you're black, you say black don't crack. But he's wearing like a varsity jacket. He looks like a, like I said earlier this show, and I posted on X last night, I guess I disavow this tweet for the sake of the channel. But doesn't he look like a halfway trustworthy assistant coach? He looks like an assistant coach. Basketball. High school coach. Assistant coach. Maybe a head coach nowadays because they have lower standards. Looking all casual. Big old goofy hair. Well, it's kind of a cool, I don't know, it's an okay hairstyle. But it's kind of young. Unprofessional, we'll call it. Black. Nice fade. It's an okay hairstyle. But anyway, I am yes, you are no posts viral content on X, Twitter. And he, I'm assuming it's a he, could be a she. He or she posted, this is Baltimore's DEI mayor. Diversity, equity, and inclusion mayor. And I knew what he meant, or she meant. Comment, or it, maybe it's AI posting this. Commenting on the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge, and I don't have the video for you, but he was just saying, oh my, our prayers go out to these people. It's going to get so much worse, says I am yes, you are no, this account on X. Prepare accordingly. And that's a sentiment I agree with. Because this guy's a liberal clown. I don't know if he had anything to do, I doubt it, with the failure of the bridge, but his ilk might have something to do with the failure of the bridge. Because it just collapsed. The governor, Democrat governor of Maryland, over there in the East Coast, said that it was up to date. It was doing fine. The bridge was properly maintained, according to him. And so X, formerly Twitter, has a whole bunch of liberals, intellectuals, no life nerds infiltrating it. And so readers added context. They put community notes on this guy's tweet. To me, it's a uncontroversial tweet. Somewhat controversial because it might irritate some people. And people got irritated because he called them a DEI mayor. Brandon Scott says this context, these nerds context. Brandon Scott was elected mayor of Baltimore in 2020. So he's been mayor for 3 years. Probably took office 2021, right? Two and change. With over 70% of the vote. 70% of the vote. What is his name? Putin? He did not come to office through any DEI practices, appointments, etc. And they show ballotpedia.org, mayoral election. And I vote. You can see that I voted this as not helpful. I voted this note as not helpful. But it's somewhat helpful. That's not kind. I should change my vote. I wonder if I can change. Yeah, I can change my vote. There's an edit button there. Because the Hake Report is, I can rate community notes. If I rate enough community notes, I too might be able to write. And I'm a fair-minded person. You guys all know that. March 26th, 2024. But it is somewhat helpful because I like to know when he became mayor and how much of, it's kind of interesting information. It's fine, context. But I saw it as these busybodies. So go to number two, Jemele Hill. Jemele Hill, evil, evil woman. Nasty. Just call him an N-word already. And she spelled it all the way out. Because at this point, I'm more offended that you're this much of an imbecile. I used to think that it was imbecile. I was like, you can't say imbecile. Because it sounds like a different word, whole. But anyway, because the blacks think that it's racist to say the N-word if you're not black. I don't know if I am yes, you are no is black or not, or a woman or a man, or a real person or AI. I don't know. But Jemele Hill is all mad. Jemele Hill used to be a sportscaster woman on either ESPN or Fox Sports. Hey, just a hate-filled woman. Nasty. As I recall. It's the first I've seen anything from her in a few years. Just, as I recall, I get the impression that she hates white people. And she's just all into the black thing. So she hates black people. I mean, she hates everybody. If you hate white people, you hate everybody. If you hate anybody, you hate everybody. It's a fact. Look it up. Or think it. Look into it. Ponder it. Jemele Hill. You're not of love. And she is a nasty woman. And she spelled it all the way out. I should report her. Because you're not supposed to say that thing, hard R. Don't show the where it's not censored. Jump down to DEI Mayor 3, Jeff Charles. Jeff Charles has been on the Hake Report, la la la, multiple times, at least twice. Jeff Charles, a conservatarian black man, father, an awful pundit, he calls himself. Jeff Charles Jr., something like that? Yeah. He's all taking it seriously, too, or at least pretending to take it seriously. He says, he posted on X, how does one become a DEI mayor by, checks notes, being elected by the people? I'll tell you in a minute. He continues, this is the type of stupidity I've been talking about with how a lot of conservatives are approaching the DEI stuff, and he's a conservative. More of a libertarian conservatarian, a lawbertarian. And he believes that racism is real. He's one of those black conservatives who hates white people still. Well, I think so. According to Hake, he hates white people, my opinion. He hates JLP, or at least he thinks JLP hates black people or something like that. So I like him though. I like talking to him. If I like anybody, I like Jeff Charles. He thinks of himself as an independent thinker. He has some good takes. Hit and miss. Mostly miss. That's ungracious. He's hit and miss. the problematic elements, there's that liberal word. A lot of conservatives are approaching this DEI stuff with this type of stupidity. The problematic elements of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, is this push by the liberals to kiss up to all the everybody else except for whites and men and Christians. Down with the whites, down with the men, down with the Christians, up with the blacks, up with the Hispanics, up with the LGBTs, up with the ladies. DEI. Include everything evil and be artificial and mama. The problematic elements of DEI, which the whole thing is evil. The whole thing is evil. It's not problematic elements. So we'll just put that to rest. We'll continue as long as y'all are pretending elected officials and bridge collapses are being inaccurately tied to DEI. Wait, pretending they're inaccurately tied to DEI means they are accurately tied to DEI? Is that what you're saying? So we shouldn't be pretending that they're inaccurately tied to DEI? I won't pretend it's inaccurately tied to DEI. I don't know about the bridge collapse. I am yes, you are no. You could say, oh, maybe, I wonder, is he suggesting that the bridge collapse is because of DEI? Diversity, equity, and inclusion, people, affirmative action, people who are not qualified and don't have high standards, having low standards for these bridges and for these boats and all that stuff, and driving boats and stuff like that. Happened at 1:30 in the morning, Tuesday morning, I think, right? 1:28, according to Wikipedia. I looked it up. Totally useless website, by the way. But he didn't say that. So Jeff Charles, maybe other people are saying that. Whatever. I don't know if he's accusing I Am Yes, You Are No. And I don't know if I Am Yes, You Are No is saying that the bridge had anything to do with it. But he is saying that these are not the men. This guys like this guy, look at him, are not the men to run Baltimore. Unless you're trying to run it into hell. Run it into the ground. Sorry, kids. But let me get back to this thing. Show my reply. 3B. The original post, and I think Jeff Charles might know this, but maybe he's just so blinded with his hatred and irritation. Because he might be hatred and hateful and irritated. A lot of blacks are and liberals are with this reference calling him a DEI mayor. Original post is clearly mocking the voting rights of the people. 60% of which I think are black. 60% of Baltimore is black. As affirmative action. Because voting is not a right. And DEI culture. The blacks fall for the DEI stuff. Many of them do. Affirmative action stuff. They vote. It's well known. It's quite obvious. It's quite clear. Everybody can tell that the excitement about Obama, because he was black. Blacks vote black. And liberal, and have that silly suspicion of whites, and they should be checking themselves. And I said, local sensible people know this guy is a clown. Hat tip, shout out to Giovanni Patterson, sensible black man over there. Community notes and people crying racism, these community coats taking themselves all seriously. Get a life. The Baltimore mayor looks like a half untrustworthy assistant coach. What a mess. So in my opinion, show the number 3C. In my opinion, this was a silly community notes. It didn't need to be put. I think when they put community notes, it demonetizes the tweet. They don't get ad revenue or something like that. So it could be maliciously community notes'd. I could be wrong about that. It makes me see community notes as, which is X, people on X correcting them, saying, actually. And it looks corny. Makes them look like these phony intellectual nerds with no get a life. This guy was clearly being, to me, it looked clearly facetious. Everybody, nobody thinks that he was appointed by DEI. He was, everybody knows that he was voted in by the false values of the dumb people in Baltimore who vote in their own self-destruction. You know what I mean? Jelly bean? And the mayor's part of that evil DEI culture. It was amusing to me how people were freaking out. And then I'll get to calls. I know I've spent a long time on this. I feel like it's a long time already. But go into the extras folder and just show like a handful of these extras. Richie Torres, this phony politician, got 1,000 likes saying anyone who substitutes the word DEI for black in order to engage in racist tropes is a racist. Referring to this post. 4A there, Hassan. And this guy is pretty clearly a diversity, equity, and inclusion person. Regardless of the fact that he was duly elected. Look at him. He looks immature, which he is, and he's a liberal. Anyone who substitutes the word Zionist for Jew in order to engage in anti-Semitic tropes is an anti-Semite, says Richie Torres guy. And he got 1,000 likes on this. He's running for office in the federal government or something like that. Representative, he wants to be Representative Richie? I guess he's a representative. Out of Brooklyn, New York. I wouldn't, although I might call Clarence Thomas a DEI guy, DEI justice, because he proved himself to be more qualified than the rest of them. But he might have been, it might have been the spirit of affirmative action that put, that had H.W. Bush, I think, appointed him. Might have been like, oh, let's appoint him, he's black. Little did they know he's actually based and not a rhino like them, the Bushes. So I don't know. But DEI, this whole DEI thing is dumb and silly and racist and stupid. The blacks are the ones who are the racist ones, and you're kissing up to them. This woman, Chelsea Hemstreet, in number 5, said, this young mayor has handled an unthinkable situation professionally. No, he didn't. Look at what he's wearing. While showing love. He doesn't have love. He's a Democrat. Democrats don't have love. Maybe there's one or two who have love and they're going to repent from being Democrat. Love and care for the city he was elected to be caretaker of. This person took a tragedy that took 6 lives and as an opportunity to be racist. Phony. Phony. Y'all raggedy racist A word, B words. Number 6. I don't think he's going to be able to keep up, Hassan. Need to die already, this NFL old man, Greg_Mamba. Don't harass him, but he's wishing harm on the white racists. Need to die already. John Dutoit, nice guy, talented man, posted right-wing midwits, and he's a right-winger himself. Midwits have caught on to the mimetic power, meme power, of the term DEI and are now using it at every opportunity because it guarantees clicks, cheapening its power in the process. No, but this, I don't agree with you, John Dutoit, because this guy, he sparked their anger. And he might have said it with anger, or she, or it, AI. I am yes, you are no. I don't know what this account is. He might even be black himself, or white, or Jewish, who knows, or Asian, Hispanic. Same thing with the left did with the terms racist and Nazi. Exact same thing. No, John Dutoit, I respectfully disagree with you, man. He's a Christian, by the way, I think. I think he's a filmmaker type of a guy, talented guy, I think. But no, I think it's funny, amusing, triggering. You don't want to trigger these people with excitement. You don't want to be all excited to trigger and anger these people. But I think he struck a nerve because there is some truth to it. He struck a nerve, this I am yes, you are no guy, because there is truth to it. You throw it around, just like I call Obama, and I guess I disavow it just for the sake of my channels, because I guess you don't really have the freedom of speech. I call him an affirmative action president. I called the other guy an affirmative action secretary of defense. He wasn't even qualified. He was supposed to be 7 years out of Lloyd Austin, you know, the black guy who had some type of heart surgery or something, cancer or something. He was supposed to be 7 years out of the military, but the Senate approved him. I think it was the Senate, because they're kiss-ups, because he's black and liberal. So, no, I call that stuff affirmative action because it's de facto affirmative action. It may not be on the books, but it's the culture of diversity, equity, and inclusion, mama spirit. Ooh, it's going to be historic. Shout out to my friends who said dumb stuff like this. Oh, it's going to be historic that Obama becomes the first black president. Historically dumb, evil. Anyway, shout out to John Dutoit. Kathrina 950 said, an absolutely reprehensible post. A woman worrying her pretty little head about politics. Come on, ladies. Shout out to the ladies. This is why I've always been leery of the Republican attacks on CRT, critical race theory, and DEI. Racial motivations fuel those attacks. Well, racial motivations fuel CRT and DEI, lady. You're silly. That was number 8. Number 9, a black man, they capitalized black, gets elected with 70% of the vote, and that's not good enough. He's a DEI mayor. Please. Racism is so exhausting and infuriating, says this grown man, presumably, Morong Jeremy. Come on, Jeremy Morong. I'm plowing through these other ones. I'm done with John Dutoit Hassan there. You can jump down to number 10 if you want, I guess, or just take it away, because I know it's like too many. I give him way too many. Shout out to Hassan, the board operator. I got to learn to do my show like Joel Friday, but he's too above my level. Jonathan Baker, calling Baltimore mayor a DEI mayor. That's what's legit elected. Yeah, please. By the people of Baltimore. That's legit. Racist undertones, 100%. Just come on out and be open about your racism. Triple exclamation mark, says Jonathan Baker. No. I'll say what I want. what else? It's me. When you die, Satan gonna read you all these tweets back. I hope you see your family being sad on a constantly loop when you go to hell. That was funny. Terrible. Ricky Media says, I'm all against DEI. Looks like a Hispanic, maybe conservative guy. And I don't know anything about Baltimore politics, but all I see here is a smart, well-spoken young governor. Sad emoji. Hashtag Baltimore Bridge. Come on, Ricky Media. You're being too nice. That guy is not smart or well-spoken. Maybe he's somewhat smart, maybe somewhat well-spoken. But he's not a governor, he's a mayor. Community goats strike again. You hate us because you hate us so much. And guess what? Black excellence, said DEI Mayor 13 Verace something. Under the note not helpful thing, jump down to number 14. Under the mayor's tenure, several DEI initiatives have launched. Additionally, visit Baltimore's DEI page, 2023. Furthermore, the mayor has talked about DEI at the 2023 NMSDC Annual Conference and Exchange. Voters can vote with DEI in mind. Yep. Obviously, Julia Claire writes, this is an overtly racist comment, number 15. But its idiocy is compounded by the fact that Baltimore, where I went to college, go O's, is a majority black city. So if they had a diversity mayor, that person would not be black. Smiley face emoji. Julia Claire, you're proving that the blacks are voted for him just because he's black, maybe. 61% of the Baltimore is black? The diversity hire would be a white person. I don't think so. I think the qualified hire would maybe be white, maybe. Hard to find a qualified white even nowadays. He's been doing a great job in the face of tragedy. They were saying this, they said DEI with a hard R. Funny to me. That's enough of that. Thank you, Hassan. Appreciate that. Let me get to Frederick in Los Angeles, California. Frederick, how you doing, man? What's up?
I'm doing all right. How's it going?
Going well. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. I see a lot of crime. It's like the victim mentality is going on. It's like the finger pointing. It's
big
like,
time. Yeah. What's wrong with these blacks and the community notes?
Field, it's like, how'd he get here? Who let him in? Check his credentials. Like, you know,
we don't even have to check his credentials. He's showing them. He's showing his varsity jacket.
It was probably 2-3 in the morning when they woke him up. But it's okay. It's okay. We all know.
What,
it's
you defending okay. this? You're defending the mayor?
No, I just
looking like a clown
crying all the time. It doesn't look good for whites to cry all day about.
I don't see any whites crying.
Position that you should be in.
I don't see any whites crying.
White mayors that could get 70% of the vote.
Because whites aren't that dumb. That whites are divided.
I think whites aren't that popular.
Huh?
It's not only happening in Baltimore.
You think he's popular because he's qualified?
I think Trump's not qualified, and he was popular. You can win a vote for being popular. Listen.
Do you think he's popular because he's qualified? Answer my question.
I don't know if he's qualified. You ain't got to be that qualified when you got everybody under you doing what you want them to do. All you got to do is delegate authority.
So you don't know.
Alabama just turned blue.
Who did you hear crying?
It wasn't because of no DEI.
I just read to you a whole bunch of crying about somebody calling the mayor a DEI mayor. And all the crying was from the women, white women and blacks.
You are no was crying. Hank was crying.
Hank was crying. I wasn't crying.
They were correcting y'all with perfect peace. They said this guy got voted in with 70%
perfect
of the
peace.
Vote.
Perfect
they
peace.
They were correcting you with perfect peace.
Perfect peace, peace says, Frederick. Perfect Peace says, I hope you die. Y'all racist AM people need to die. That's Perfect Peace?
That's Perfect Peace.
That's not Perfect
Is
Peace.
Is that Perfect Peace?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
No, that's not how they corrected y'all.
That's,
they corrected
that is.
Y'all by saying he's not DEI. He got 70% of the vote.
That is
now,
DEI.
You say, yeah, y'all want to be stupid. It's okay. Anyway,
how are you calling that stupid?
Listen.
How are you calling it stupid when
Wait.
How are you calling us stupid when we're pointing out that a stupid mayor got elected by stupid people, maybe? Allegedly.
The majority of the people in Baltimore are probably white.
No, 61%. According to tweets that I read, 61% of them are black.
Tweets?
Yeah. What does it matter? Are you saying that white people are not? Are you saying that white people aren't stupid too?
I'm just saying if they moved out of Baltimore and let blacks have a whole city, yeah, they're pretty stupid. Hold on.
What?
Anyway, look into Alabama.
You're not making sense. No.
Election.
Let's finish the point because you're jumping away
Maze. My brother's calling me. Well, hurry up. What you say? No, that doesn't mean they're stupid. They're giving up their stronghold. Anybody that gives up their stronghold.
You're changing the subject.
I'm on my laptop.
Oh, Lord.
Hell.
Heck. Heck.
Listen. Wait, bro. Wait.
Nice. Thank you.
Listen.
Hank is more important than your bro.
If y'all want to keep giving up y'all stronghold, that's not smart.
But I'm talking about they're destroying their own city by voting in an incompetent mayor.
They're not destroying nothing. We're destroying America by trying to put Trump back in. You're not saying nothing about that.
You don't think Baltimore is destroyed? It's a declining population. It has been the murder capital of America
Detroit
in the past.
Detroit is destroyed. Detroit. No, you want to talk about destroyed places. There's some destroyed places, but it's not in Baltimore.
Baltimore is pretty rough. It's pretty bad off. You're in denial.
Look what it said in the number of in the economy. far as everything that they produce. Baltimore got proteins. Kentucky, all them states were not even a protein. Their economy is pumping and doing well. They got the Baltimore Ravens.
Maybe
they
a
got,
few people like, are
to
maybe
be
a...
so small. Listen, they got jobs. They got steel workers up there. Pennsylvania up in New York is condensed. Do I got to teach you geography?
Are you in denial that Baltimore's murder rate is quite high and that it's a declining population?
Yeah, it's all over America. It's all over America. Hey, what are you going to do? Hide about it? Or are you going to do something about it? Try to fix it.
It's quite high. I'm just pointing out that Baltimore is not doing as well as you're pretending. Maybe it's not as bad as I'm saying, but it's
yes,
not as well
exactly.
as you're pretending.
It's not as bad as you're saying, but why ain't
But I've only given you facts. What have I said that's
if
wrong?
If your people ran from the problem and left Baltimore 61% black, why are you blaming the blacks?
Because
why are you even concerned with Baltimore?
Because I love them.
No, you don't.
You don't know me. You don't know if I love them or not.
You're crying and calling DEI on a majority black city, crying because they got a black mayor. You sound racist.
That's your imagination.
Look.
That's your imagination.
All right. Hey, and you need to apologize to Jalen 8.
No. Hold on, Frederick. Don't be mentioning anybody.
Don't mention nobody.
He's banned, first of all, so don't be bringing him up.
I didn't know that.
Or else you'll be banned. So
what? I don't know why he got banned. I just know.
Well, don't be bringing up people. You're bringing up nonsense.
Oh. All right.
Grow
up. Next time I hear somebody bring up somebody on your show, I'm going to call you Two-Face.
It doesn't matter. I can. It's my show.
Yeah,
I can pick
exactly,
and choose.
Exactly, Two-Face.
So you don't really... You're petty. You're crying. Hello? Frederick, are you there? Oh, I think he cut out. What the heck? I sound racist because I'm mad. I wouldn't mind if it was Giovanni Patterson. Not that he's run for... I think he ran for city council, not for mayor. Frederick, your phone cut out. Let me put Frederick on hold. I wouldn't mind a sensible black running the show. Let me get to Aaron. Of Aaron C., we're going to check Frederick's phone. Aaron, from Utah, or in Utah. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Hey.
Yeah, I was just calling in just really brief here, just to counter. Is it Fred that's on the phone?
Yeah, he was on the phone, but it went silent.
Yeah, I was going to just give my testimony here. Baltimore happens to be my home city of origin.
Wow.
And I can tell you, hopefully maybe that explains some things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that city is just an absolute dump. I mean, if I had to choose, you guys are talking about Detroit. Maybe it's like a close comparison, but Baltimore is terrible. I mean, I'm telling you, Hake, when you visit, if you go astray from that Baltimore Harbor area, even that area is bad. You know, even in that area, you can still get got. But
yeah,
if you leave that Inner Harbor area, it can be a death sentence, I'm telling you. And I was living in West Baltimore. This was many years ago. I was living in West Baltimore. And
You grew up there, did you say?
Well, I originally grew up in a county that's right outside of it. It's neighboring county.
Okay.
But that's where I originally grew up. You know, I grew up, it was a nice Caucasian suburb back in the day, if you know what I mean.
So yeah.
But I lived in various parts of Baltimore for probably about like 6 years total. And I was living in West Baltimore, and that's when I joined the military. That's how bad I wanted to get out. I joined the military, something I really didn't want to do.
Wow.
But I just had to get out of West Baltimore. It was that bad. And, you know, something I always thought about, Hake, was with all these current, like, because after I left, that's when they had the Freddie Gray incident?
Yeah, Freddie Gray. That's where they accused the black cops and some white cops of giving Freddie Gray, the drug dealer, who ran from the cops inexplicably, and they chased him. A rough ride.
Yeah, I remember.
And he died. He had his spine was severed.
I think he had his spine severed. I think he had more black cops involved. I think there was maybe, wasn't it like one white cop, one Hispanic cop, and like two black cops?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
overall, it was more like black cops than white cops. I'll never forget when the news interviewed black lady in Baltimore. She said, "Even the white people got us killing each other now."
Yeah,
and I remember that.
Insane.
But, yeah, you know, I always thought about, you know, as far as,
and they allowed them to destroy the city of Baltimore. They gave, because it was run by black females at that point. Marilyn Mosby.
There's not much to destroy.
Black female
though.
Mayor.
I mean,
they destroyed. Yeah. They definitely destroyed businesses. They burned stuff down to the ground and rioted for Freddie Gray, who got himself killed, really.
Yeah, that whole city is basically just an off-limits area. I mean, unless you could conceal carry, which I don't think you can. But, I mean, that's the only way. It was Baltimore also that not too long ago. Are you familiar with the squeegee? You know, when you stop at a stoplight, you got the homeless people doing the squeegee thing. To, like, clean your, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The squeegee people, one of them had killed somebody not too long ago.
Wow. I think they allowed for drones. There were going to be drones running the city. I mean, going over the city to, like, surveil the city. I think the chief of police or something was going to do something like that. Some years back.
They can't do that, though, because that'd be considered racist, because there's only going to be one implication, you know what I'm saying? They can't put a program in place.
Yeah.
It's just going to, you know, lock, mass incarcerate a bunch of our brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They can't do that. That'd be racist. But that city, again, Fred just has no idea what he's talking about. Again,
yeah.
It's really sad. But, yeah, you got to really be concerned for your safety in that city. It by far, it has to be America's worst city. Maybe second to Detroit.
Okay.
I heard St. Louis is kind of similar too, but man, Baltimore is an absolute dump.
Yeah.
Don't go there. Maybe stop for a crab cake, then dip. I missed your earlier segment. Earlier you were talking about the Key Bridge incident.
Yeah.
So what are people saying about that? They're saying that was maybe I heard some conspiracies about it.
Oh, I haven't heard any of the conspiracies. I just quickly reported that, according to the reports, you've probably heard this, that the thing lost power, the boat lost power and drove into a pillar and it knocked the whole bridge down.
Yeah, I heard. So I heard that it was a predominantly Indian crew. They wanted to save money, so it was mainly an Indian crew.
Uh-huh.
And the master of the ship was a Ukrainian. And
I might have heard something like that.
Yeah, and like one of the generators running out. So some people were trying to maybe say, oh, it's a false. But the thing is that Key Bridge, everyone thinks it's like a critical thing, but to be honest with you, that bridge isn't that crucial to the area. There's several highways and bridges in that area, and I live there. I probably went over the Key Bridge like twice, like my whole life, you know, living in Maryland.
They say 30,000 people a day go over it, which is a lot, but not that many.
Yeah,
I
mean, think about like the George Washington Bridge in New York or the Golden Gate Bridge. You probably got like a milli crossing that.
Wow.
Per day. I don't know, but yeah, I don't know, man. But yeah, that's all I had. I just had to make that testament, man. Baltimore is just. Man, that's a city that definitely needs our prayers, you know, getting back on its feet, you know?
Yeah.
And it's another one of those situations.
The Baltimore, the Golden Gate Bridge, I just searched it on Google. Totally useless website, by the way. They say 39 million vehicles a year cross that bridge, which if you divide it by 365 and a quarter, 0.25, is 106,000, so... at least three times as many cross the Golden Gate Bridge than, but 30,000, that's nothing to sneeze at. That's quite a bit.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe I just, you know, but and let me tell you this one thing too about Baltimore as well. Another thing that adds to these racial tensions is that when it comes to, I think, like sporting events, like when it comes to Orioles games and Ravens, like you have all the Caucasians come in from outside of the city. They'll come there and, you know, fine dine and all that other stuff. And
yeah.
Then I remember as a kid going to those games, and I remember seeing people, you know, like seeing homeless people the first time, et cetera. You have this other racial group that's seeing these other people as kind of like really privileged in a way, you know?
Yeah.
Because the white people, they just go to Baltimore just for their sporting events.
Right.
And then they leave. You know, they don't really interact with the city. Yeah, they don't really like the city anymore other than that, and I think that's what adds to the racial tensions, because during the Freddie Gray situation, when that flared up, I remember there's actually some rioting going on by the stadiums. You know, stadiums are right next to each other.
Wow.
And, we're talking chairs being thrown at Granny and everything. I mean, it was just absolutely nuts, man. But
I feel like I remember some of the Baltimore Ravens themselves, or somebody, during the riots and during the protests, the Black Lives Matter protests and kneeling for the anthem and all that stuff, they participated in that mess, I think, if I remember correctly. Of course. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, I don't know. I just know. They're the Ravens, we've always had a good team, but it's always been made up of murderers.
Yeah. Terrible, but, man. Well, yeah. It might be a bit of an exaggeration, but I get your point.
No, Ray Lewis was a murderer, and I mean, he got us to the Super Bowl twice. I mean,
but he's a Christian now, right? Is he the one who's Christian now?
That's all that matters.
King David was a murderer too, and so we like murderers. Shout out to the murderers.
But it's like Jesse said. You gotta love them all.
Yep, indeed.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's all I got, man. Other than that, man, to the chat, man, get the like. Hey, you never emphasized hitting that like.
Hit the
button,
like
man.
Button.
Get
thank you, man.
Out. Man, dude, your like ratio. I mean, there's like so little likes, and I'm like, man, this dude doesn't ever stress it, man. Everybody hit the like button. Anyway, man, you take it easy.
All right, you too. Take care. Guys, I will get back to your calls, 1-888-775-3773. But it's time for some music. And it's the last day, we are in the last days of Women's History Month. I'm the only one amused by that. And so we're playing Over the Rhine. We're not playing Work Hard Wednesdays. No Starflyer 59 for you guys. At least I don't think so. This is called Suitcase. It's a nice, sad song by Over the Rhine. I hope you enjoy it, you musical Philistines. It's from the 2003, maybe, album? Ohio. Double album. Enjoy, you musical Philistines. I'll be right back for the rest of Hour 2. Hang tight.
What you doing with a suitcase? Trying to hit the ground with both feet running. Aren't you tripping on your shoelace?
Sad song. don't leave. The live and the album song posted in the YouTube and DLive and Twitch chat. And also, I guess I posted it in Discord. Hake is sensitive, is what it is. Sounds good. I would listen to this at a festival, says Mr. Pink. Nice. Well, thank you, guys. She wears Tom's sandals, says Tim Scott. The real one, not to be confused with the rhino. Yeah, Karen Bergquist and Linford Detweiler, you know they're liberals if they have two different last names and their husband and wife. Is this Colby Kylat? Colby Calais? Ah, I like her. No, it's a... No, Stephen Hall, it's supposedly more Subaru music. That's a good thing. This stuff stinks so bad, says a Scarecrow's Garage. It's basically like a woman being sad that her husband is leaving with a suitcase. What's she doing with a suitcase? I thought it was a nice song. Not the worst thing you've ever played, Hake. Oh, I can get worse. And somebody asked for chicken lips. Don't worry, that's coming. It's coming. It's still no Julieta Venegas, right? Yes, Juli. I can't play Julieta Venegas because I don't want my stuff blocked in Russia. Okay. A few more super chats and then back to calls. You can call in 1-888-775-3773. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Oh, I missed one from Beta Legs or somebody yesterday. Al Joe, AI Joe, bought a coffee. Letitia James. Letitia James charges Trump with committing fraud. Therefore, Trump is guilty. New York Appeals Court halts Letitia James' action, reduces bond by 2/3. Yeah, because it was going to be $462 million, and then it dropped down to like $175 million or something like that. And Trump can continue operating his businesses. Therefore, Trump is not guilty. This is how the legal system works in my angry snake brain, says AI Joe or Al Joe. Thank you, Al Joe or AI Joe. I'm going with AI Joe. Let me see. If I post it on Twitter, let's tweet this out. See what it looks like. It won't say. What if I put it here? I'm just so curious. Format, text, capitalization, uppercase. Yep, it's AI Joe. I confirmed it. I'm so clever. All right, thank you, man, or gal, or AI person thing. A super chat from Scotty Ben, or Scotty Bean. Scotty Ben, 1,000, bought a coffee. Hake, yesterday you officially passed Jesse with being unintentionally hilarious. Hilarious. Hake, you think the slave masters had it easy? You think cracking the whip was easy? It's not easy cracking that whip. You try cracking it. Especially with the... It's not necessarily easy. And you're out in the hot, humid, southern sun. Around people who were built for the sun. They can handle it. and you can't necessarily handle it. You have to cover up. That's why Tony from California thinks blacks are superior to whites. And they are at being in the sun. Nice. Lin Yan Chin. I was somehow missed these. Just as higher than average IQ requires extra sapience in order to offset its tangent writing nature. Good point, man. Those of enhanced testosterone also require refined inner stillness to anchor their flow of impulse till the rage. Thank you, Lin Yan Chin. You understand me. I agree with you, man. See? And they try to lower our testosterone. I think. That's my conspiracy theory. Which, it's many people's conspiracy theory. Nice, Lin Yan Chin. He also says, roid rage, as in steroids, and blat rage, both smooth out to the degree of awakened sapience. Meaning, you can see you are alive and aware. We require inner stillness for inner depth and sanity to awaken. Sapience is the cure to every point of missing impulse control, be it a drug-induced or blat-induced point. Thank you, Lin Yan Chin, for your supers. Appreciate those. That's cool. And I was remiss in not reading this D-Live super chat the other day, yesterday, from, I think, Beta Legs. Let me find it. Terrible. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Beta Legs says, Big Black Rock buying up all the houses. What the? Yeah. Because I was talking about nobody... Well, I was addressing Popcorn's Thump Keg the other day. He was saying, nobody owns a whole neighborhood. I'm like, unless you're BlackRock buying up all the houses, and then they can declare this is a Italian-only neighborhood or a Muslim-only neighborhood or LGBTQ-only neighborhood. What a mess. Shout out to BlackRock. Let's be friends with BlackRock and others. Be friends with the people with the money and the power, worldly power. Power and the money, money and the power. Minute after minute, hour after hour. Nice. Thank you guys for the support. I'll be checking for other super chats in a bit, but let me get back to calls. William in California is on the line here. William, thank you for calling, man. What's up?
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, man, I didn't call you boy the other day. I just had a Thai tongue. It's all good.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah, I don't mind.
Wait a minute, you ever have, like, two things you're thinking about, and then you don't, you mix a word?
Yeah, you get tongue-tied. What? Yes, indeed.
Tongue-tied. Yeah. Sorry about that, bro.
No worries. I said I liked it. I meant it. It's funny.
Yeah. You know we are, right? But, yeah. You saw my Letitia James. It looks like she's got trouble coming, especially if he gets in. Thank you. Especially if he gets in, I think she's going to have a lot of problems. And they said it's a possibility that Donald Trump will probably profit $1.5 billion from all of this.
Million or
and,
billion?
Billion in lawsuits.
Wow.
So it's not over till it's over, brother.
Yeah.
You know?
Nice.
You seem to be entertained by black women a lot.
I am.
Why don't you just go date one?
No, not like that.
No. Why don't you just date one? You seem to like all the things that black men hate about them. Like their mouth.
Yeah, but it's probably because I have never dated one. So I haven't gotten close enough to get irritated.
They're not all like that, though. No,
right.
Don't,
I know.
You know
that.
They're not all like that.
Yep.
But I say, go get you one. You no, like all man. That? You like all that mouth? You like all that stuff? Go get it. Go
I just like to be gracious and maybe too kind.
That ain't how you deal with that.
It's funny.
Yeah. What's up, man? Yeah, so, yeah, she's looking at some trouble down the line. So is Fonnie Lewis, or Willis, or whatever her name is, in Georgia.
Fonnie Willis, yeah.
Stuff is not looking good. I think that they're pretty much all over the place. That's why a lot of times you can't understand them. When they complain about things, they'd be all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, but it kills me about you. That's why I say go date one, because you seem to be entertained by them so much, you know?
I'm trying to be nice, and
wait a minute, let me ask you this. Really, be serious. All right, because a lot of, when you talk about cracking the whip and everything, James,
yeah,
it doesn't bother me.
Right,
it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But what happens is, you do know that bothers some blacks when you mock them like that. Because they ain't got sense, a lot of them ain't got sense enough to know that you're mocking them.
Yeah, it's just for fun. It's like saying DEI mayor. I literally think that I am yes, you are no, this person on X who said DEI mayor of Baltimore. Yeah. Yeah. Was being facetious. He was joking around, and he got community notes. Ooh, and these people are like, "Ooh, they cooking you. The community notes cooked you," meaning they got you. Yeah. And I'm like,
well,
and this guy is like getting free attention from these people.
Right, right. Well, you know how the blacks are. You know, they get a little touchy about that.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's not my intention when I do crack the whip stuff. So I'm like,
I laugh at it.
Halfway apologetic because I'm not trying to make people mad, but I'm just having fun. And that's what that other guy was.
Was in the garage, and he was listening to you about 2 months ago. He says, "Do the blacks really understand how funny it is for them to react to this guy when he does that?" I says, "I don't think they really realize it. I don't think they just keep getting bent out of shape, and they give him numbers.
Yeah,
so he entertains it, so they entertain him back and everything." But I explained to him what the format was about and everything, and. He got it eventually. And then he listened to Jesse, and he said, Jesse is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. Yep.
Because he clowns them as well.
Yeah.
Especially when he says, what about them? I'm not one of you. Oh, I love that.
Right. Yeah. I know they talk about my people and your people and all that stuff. And that's not, you shouldn't identify with the degenerate element of. Of, you know, it's like they're trying to tempt us into identifying with the mass shooters and the PDFs and stuff like that, because they try to bring up that stuff. And
you know what, James,
incest and stuff.
I'm so glad that I didn't have that hang up all my life. I wasn't taught that way. I didn't look at things that way. I'm just so glad that I don't look at things like that. Somebody came to my door selling something the other day, and the guy said, hey, brother. I said, brother, I didn't know that we were related.
Yeah.
You know, and he kind of, I was doing what you were doing. I was mocking him, and he kind of looked at me real funny and everything. So, you know, but hey, you guys enjoy your March Madness basketball, men's.
College.
And Women's History Month didn't turn out to be all that, did it?
No, I didn't make a big deal out of it, and it didn't seem like hardly anybody else did either.
What have they done?
Cause problems.
All right, James. You take it easy, man.
All right. You too.
I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Bye. Speaking of problems, I have to get to this story. DoorDash. Blacks, we love you, if we love anybody. This is a tweet yesterday that I saw from Chef Gruel, who's on X, retweeted by one of the people I follow on X. Shout out to the people I follow on X, Twitter. McFranchisee posted this. McFranchisee. This is called DoorDash Fraud 1, and 2 is the main thing. As refunds on delivery / 3POs, third-party operators or something like that, 3POs, not to be confused with C-3PO, yes, Star Wars nerds, it's Star Wars. Any Mexican Star Wars fans are getting out of hand. Refunds on delivery. Here's a new one, and he shows this post. If you're looking down at the bottom, if you're watching the video feed here, editing my pictures so I can get money back on DoorDash. handshake emoji. Incidentally, a mid-toned skin black hand emoji shaking hands. And he shows a... And this purported screenshot of a purported post on social media, I guess. Don't know if it's real or not. Wouldn't be surprised, though, but don't know. Shows this black man's hand, or black young man's hand, holding a burger, and one of them is medium rare, like it's supposed to be, and then the other one is well done, like it's, like, or medium well done, like it's not supposed to be. I don't know if this person is, I don't know if maybe blacks don't like it rare. Some of the blacks around here don't like their stuff medium rare. Their burger, you know, burger, medium rare means a little pink in it, and then well done is like done. And he edited it. And so I don't know, maybe he edited it to make it look too rare. Because sometimes blacks overcook their stuff. Whites like it. Whites and normal people, Asian men, Asians and others, they like it so that it's red, the one on the left. Other people, normies, like it well done, blacks. And my family always liked it well done. They didn't like any pink. They didn't like to see blood. But anyway, I don't know. I don't know how this guy preferred it, which way he edited it. I kind of assumed that it was he made it overcooked. And he specified a different way. I guess this is maybe from Shake Shack or something. Is that his Sweet Baby Ray's, a whole bottle? But anyway. Editing my picture so I can get money back on DoorDash. DoorDash, kind of like Uber Eats and others, Postmates, what else? Many others. It's food delivery. You order your fast food or your restaurant food and they deliver it to you. And you pay a premium for it. And you can get money back if they get your order wrong. This guy faked. He took a picture of it to prove that it was wrong. But he edited the picture because it was actually right. And he edited it to make it look like it was wrong. Very dishonest. You guys following what's going on? Am I talking to you guys like you're kindergartners? That ain't Shake Shack, says Terry Strange. I don't know. I've never had Shake Shack that I know of. But anyway, going back to what this guy tweeted, posted, McFranchisee. Sadly, this is the reality for many restaurants. I see probably $600 a month per restaurant in bogus chargebacks / refunds. I don't know how he knows that they're bogus, but he's saying that they're bogus. Bogus meaning fake, obviously. For the Zoomers, maybe Zoomers don't know that. That's evil, Hake. I agree. It is evil. I'm moving to Orania, says Bobby Blanco. Orania is that whites-only town in South Africa where it's a haven away from the black-on-white crime in South Africa. If you aren't disputing third-party operator funds, 3PO funds, I guess that's what that stands for, third-party funds, you need to now. Because this people, dishonest people like this. And I said that this young man, I'm presuming it's a man, it looks like a man's hand, young man's hand, with his pink fingers and dark black, not that dark, but black skin, mid-tone black skin, hand holding the burger. I said he should have edited it so that it looks like his hand is white. So it looks more, maybe give whites a bad name for returning food and trying to get a refund, or, you know, don't give the blacks a bad name. You're giving blacks a bad name, Mr. If this is real. I presume it's real, but I don't know if it is. Maybe it's AI. His palms are rare. But his the outside of his skin is well done. Medium well. I just don't like the charred. Personally, the taste. I like the look of a charred-looking person. Dark, dark black. It's cool. If it's natural, you know. Terrible, huh? Terrible. I've thought about that. That's so easy. You could just say stuff or mess it up and then take a picture and get a refund. You need a high trust society people to do it. So, blacks, Joe from Phoenix, these people are given, you need to complain to these people, not to JLP and Hake, for pointing it out that this is all too common amongst this culture, celebrating and shamelessly promoting dishonesty, the hookup. I don't even know if Mexicans would do this much so shamelessly. Some of them would, but wouldn't promote it. They'd be sensible enough not to promote it. I don't know, maybe. Shout out to the Mexicans. So people were replying, maybe I wouldn't dispute the charges if McDonald's ever put delicious honey packets like I requested in with my McNuggets, chicken McNuggets, instead of disgusting honey mustard. I know, get it right. Get it right. I'm with you. Get it right. I stopped using DoorDash. Go into the replies, number 3. I stopped using DoorDash because they left my food on the porch in cold weather without even ringing the doorbell when I called the company, blamed COVID. I tipped a substantial amount on top of the $5 service charge before anything even arrived. Pick up my own food now, says this gal, Sarah. Poor Sarah. First world problems. But it's still like, do it right. Come on. It's not right. No chance of giving a refund if you eat the food. You get either the food or the money, not both. That would be hard to enforce. If somebody comes to your house and, okay, I'll give you your refund, but you got to give me the food. It's too much trouble. It's not manageable, but I get your point. Nike Scott or Mike Scott, Nike Scott. That's the difference between Kaylan and Keisha, just saying. Look at the hands, dead giveaway every single time, said Apple Daisy 2. Don't harass these people. This is fraud. Go to number 4. This is Nicole Russo says, this is fraud and exactly why we can't have nice things. Exactly, Nicole Russo. I avow you worrying your pretty little head about society a little bit. No, don't worry your pretty little head. Just like, but I liked your tweet. Even though it's a woman on social media, terrible. I shouldn't encourage her, huh? But it's true. This stuff is for a high trust society. This is for honest people. Otherwise, all this dishonesty, prices go up, stores close down, businesses. It's supposed to be mutual benefit. I think services like DoorDash are R-worded, etarded, Ray. Invite strangers to handle your food even more than invite them onto your property? Stupid, says M. Axe Murderer. Yeah. Hassan says, I've done this. Mine really was burnt, though. Yeah. people who do this should be banned from using this service before it ooze scray all of us. Cruise say all of us. If you can't afford it, don't order it! !! I said they should be prosecuted and jailed and penalized and put to work. We need to do quality of life enforcement, broken windows policing, forced labor. Not forced labor. That's slavery. I disavow slavery. For the sake of my channel. We need to do... what is that called? Mandatory volunteer work. There you go. Which is another way of saying forced labor. They need to be punished. Public canings like some countries do. Terrible. So I got excited about that. Was it the ego evil excitement in me about, oh, a black dishonest person. I'm like, wait a minute, let me check the hands. Terrible. if I were this black man, I would have edited the hand to be a white hand to preserve the good name of my fellow black Americans, right? Hague harassing everyone on X. Anyway, I don't. When you see stuff that gets you excited on Twitter and X and all that stuff and social media, don't dive right in and participate with that excitement. Whether it's a DEI mayor, don't start spouting that off, even though it's, you know, true and funny. Don't get into the excitement of triggering people, because it triggered a whole bunch of people. They went mad. Mad as in insane, crazy. Thank you, Hassan. Appreciate that. Keep it cool. Keep it cool. I've learned to be a little bit more disciplined in that, because I don't want to get myself blocked from it by anybody unnecessarily, or banned from, suspended on social media, you know? Yes, it's not right that we don't have the freedom of speech, but yes, it's a good discipline, both for the sake of your staying on these social media platforms and for your own soul, to calm down. As Lin Yen Shin said, that inner stillness. Don't go with that. Don't go with that excitement. Nice, huh? Yes, I am for discrimination. Yes. Just as everybody is. But ideally, I'm for discrimination for what's right and not for what's wrong. You know? And they wonder why they get followed. They don't wonder. They know. They wonder why they're called DEI mayors. They wonder why they get followed in stores. Obama is like, oh, I was followed. Every black man in America has been followed in department stores. Like as if that's not because of their own bad name that has been given them by all too many of the people who look like them. But they don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit that they're into Obama because he's black. Including, I suspect, Joe from Phoenix. That he was excited about Obama because he was black, I think. And relatively upstanding, appearing to some. Anyway, let me get back to a few super chats, guys. I see more have come in over on buymeacoffee.com/TheHeek Report. Popcorn Stump Keg bought a coffee, saying, in the immediate aftermath, within 2 hours of the cargo ship striking the bridge in Baltimore, there were posts on X with people throwing out the term DEI. Yup. That's what people's mind goes to. Whether it's okay to wonder and ask, but you don't want to just assert, I guess. I mean, you can. What's the harm? Whatever. Some even suggested the Baltimore mayor is a DEI mayor. Yeah, I covered that earlier, Popcorn Thump Keg. Which, in a sense, he is. In a sense. A person responded that DEI is basically this, become the new N-word. Because since they're not allowed to say N-word, they say DEI. Or they say neighbor. Or they say jogger. And I disavow all of these things for the sake of my channel. And I like to be decent with people, you know? But give people the freedom of speech. All these polite things turn into slurs. Have you noticed that? I mentioned this yesterday with the changing of the language. Spastic. Or spaz. And forgive me, UK people who are oversensitive about that word. Because your culture has been corrupted with the mama spirit over that word being a bad thing. That used to be a normal word. It used to be the polite word. R word, etarded, Ray. used to be the polite word. And then it turned in, school kids would turn, you know, the boys will be boys. It's just, we have an anti-boy culture. Boys will be boys. They'll say, oh, what is that group, spastic group UK? Scope. Scopers. Scope was a charity, disability charity in England and Wales that campaigned to change negative attitudes about so-called disability, which I use handicap. And so the boys would call them scopers, just to be funny, slash mean. And they want to just pretend like that word's a bad word now. Just let the boys be boys, popcorn stump keg. And I tend to agree. Have you seen their resume? No, but they're black, so it's DEI. You don't have to see this guy's resume. You know he's a liberal and black. And liberals, black liberals, have a poor track record of running black cities, states. Liberals in general have a poor track record. There are a lot of people in denial about it. Obama had a very poor track record. Biden, Clinton. Clinton worked with the Republicans. He had to work with the Republicans. And so he did some things okay, I guess. But he's a very evil person. Carter. And the rhinos, too. Rhinos notwithstanding. But they're black, so that's DEI. Same with the term affirmative action. What you're missing is, or well, let me finish. Like, by all reports, the cargo ship lost power, so the person screaming DEI crawled back into their hole. Not necessarily. I don't know if anybody was screaming DEI, but people shouldn't be overexcited with this stuff. The cargo ship losing power, that could be DEI. That could be Globo Homo stuff. Somebody said that it was, somebody called in and said it was from some other country. And maybe it was Ukrainian, I don't know. Maybe trying to save power, India people or something. Who knows? And just because the cargo ship lost power, does that mean the bridge should have come down? I don't know. Whole lot of questions. But regardless, Baltimore is a mess with or without this thing, which may be nobody's fault who's currently in power. Maybe. But DEI and affirmative action are all insane things. You should not want them. No matter who you are, you shouldn't want that. Given that it exists, take advantage of it, I guess, right? Take advantage of it. Get that bag. But don't be bitter about what people are thinking. People say, oh, racism is so exhausting. What? You should not exhaust yourself concerning yourself with what people think. But thank you, Popcorn Stump Keg. Very interesting. Appreciate that. That coffee there. Hopefully I've satisfactorily responded to you. I think I sort of have. It's a bit of a rush job. Matthew, bought a coffee. Hake, what is your Chinese star sign? Chinese have a star sign? You mean year sign? The rat? Is it the year of the rat? July 1981. Chinese zodiac. Metal rooster. According to the Chinese zodiac, people born in 1981 have a rooster sign. Or the thing that crowed. The thing that crowed when Peter denied Jesus three times. I don't think they call it roosters. But I feel like I shouldn't say that word. They've poisoned me. You can't say these words. My friend, who was 1980, was monkey, I think. Year of the monkey. Shout out to the monkeys. I like monkeys. Chinese star sign. Rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, pig. Okay. Nice. Yeah, I think I'm... apparently, I'm... rooster. They are the second most intelligent, says Lin Yan Chin. Right on. Right on. Don't say it, Haik, says Chris. Man. Let me just double check for any other remaining super chats. Beautiful song, says Jen Mull. Thank you, Jen Mull. Good song, bro, says Mildew Groove. What's the title? Suitcase by Over the Rhine. Suitcase by Over the Rhine. I'm the year of the tiger, says just... Don't dox your Chinese New Year animal thing. You could. Chinese New Year was in February of 1981, I think, says Nada. Yeah, exactly. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Yes, D'Angelo Sapphire. Octopus. You know, let me double check on the other remaining super chats. Bum, 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 bum. Over on Ko-fi, on Buy Me a Coffee, on Streamlabs, on DLive. Should I open the treasure chest? Sure, I'll do it. We're opening the treasure chest on DLive. Because I got to end. I'm closing this stuff out. Rick in Hampton, Virginia wanted to talk about DEI and black mayors. Should I give you only 50 measly lemon? No, I'll give you 100. This has been the Haik Report. Enjoy Mary Rice Hopkins Women's History Month, right? Chicken lips. Speaking of cock-a-doodle-doo. Adios, America. Enjoy Joel Friday TV coming up next. Bye. American Anchor, baby, after Joel Friday, of course.
Chicken lips or elephant feet, gorilla arms or rabbit teeth. But everybody has a funny thing or two, so don't worry if you do. Not a worry, worry you shouldn't do.
Do not worry, ladies.
Use those chicken lips. Use those chicken lips.
Giraffe neck or pigeon toes. Hippo ears and deer nose. Everybody has a funny thing or two. So don't worry if you do.
My toddler loves this song, hey?
Nice.
Don't talk.
If you're a kangaroo, we'll jump real high.
Use those chicken lips. Use those chicken lips.
Poor Rick. Rick, call me tomorrow, man. I'll get to write to you. I'll try to. Her music is genuinely good. LOL, says Zorak 90. Lots of laughs. Freckles everywhere.
But it makes you special. It makes you you. So worry, worry, you shouldn't do. No, no, worry,
why not play Barney? I didn't grow up on Barney.
If you're a kangaroo, we'll jump real high. If you're a bird on a loose.
What in the world, man?
What a cock-a-doodle-doo. Rise and shine. Come on and use those chicken lips.
Hey, grab your blanket and fold up the mat. It's nap time after this song. Thank you, Ashley. Shout out to the ladies. Adios, America. Bye.